Good day. You're listening to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap by Financial Services Online. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, bringing you the week's most vital updates from the insurance industry. Firstly, the consequences of recent catastrophic weather events in Australia have been financially quantifiable. The Insurance Council of Australia reports a significant surge in insured losses, nowadays breaching the $1.2 billion mark. These losses, stemming from devastating floods and the severe impact of Cyclone Jasper, have led to a total of 90,000 claims, nearly a third of which have been settled. The council, guided by its CEO Andrew Hall, is working relentlessly on assessments and repairs to ensure a stable and long-lasting recovery process. Expect a further report detailing insurance repercussions of the mid-February storms in Victoria in the near future. We switch gears now to look at how insurance brokers are faring amid these challenging times. Despite economic hardships, a study of 1,150 businesses tells a triumphant tale, with brokers achieving an impressive 87% client satisfaction rate. The economic and natural disasters have triggered a re-evaluation of insurance needs, with a whopping 76% of clients aiming for full coverage. Our industry's advisors play a crucial role here, expertly guiding clients through complex insurance aspects. It's heartening to note that nearly four-fifths of clients are comfortable with commission-based earnings, while almost everyone demands total transparency in broker commissions. However, the task at hand for Australian insurers is surely a Herculean one. Rising concerns about cyber threats, changing climate, and evolving regulations have ratcheted up industry anxiety, as illustrated by PwC's Banana Skins Index. Added to this stress, we are trailing below the global preparedness average, a clear indication of the challenges we face. There's also a demanding navigation required for growth and profitability, stringent regulations, and customer acquisition, all while battling a rise in claims due to climatic incidents. Finally, we bring to focus a concerning issue divulged in a recent study. Our Australian women are at significant financial risk, especially in the face of disability. The Freshwater Strategy report shows around a third of women would only be able to sustain themselves for a month with their savings should they be unable to work due to a disability. Against this unsettling finding, we join the report in urging policymakers to review disability insurance structures and endorsing targeted financial planning. In sum, it's been a dynamic week. We've weathered storms and economic trials, but emerged with resolved resilience. As we navigate these evolving risks, one thing is clear: the need for robust and inclusive insurance policies has never been more pronounced. Thank you for joining us on the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Stay informed and stay secure. I'm Paige Estratori, and this broadcast was brought to you by Financial Services Online. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information on personal and business insurance. Keep well, and we'll see you next Saturday, March 16th, for another weekly roundup.